Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Away from free agency really starting. Contracts are going to be signed. People are going to be welcomed. That's the way it's going to go. And fans are going to sit and judge general managers and the direction their franchises are headed. That's just the way it is. That's life for an NFL general manager. So we're going to talk about Chris Ballard. We're going to talk about what he has done and what he has not done and what others have done. What we've got to do as we do this, though, is understand that no move's a bad move in March. It's not. Some moves become bad in September. Some moves become bad next year. Free agent signings that do not happen for a team are never regretted. And sometimes that's a good thing. So we're going to see as we look at the Houston Texans, who have been active and active and active and active, and the Colts, who have kind of been stagnant other than signing their own, we got to keep in mind that where the Colts are, you know what, the lift that they get from Anthony Richardson, the lift that they get from Jonathan Taylor being around an entire season, assuming both these guys stay healthy, and the return of everybody else is ultimately maybe the right way to go. But we're not going to know that for a while. So like all fans do, we complain and we mope. And we mock, and we have a little bit of fun at the expense of Chris Ballard. And I'll tell you what I mean in a minute. And then we're going to talk about Justin Fields as a potential backup quarterback. This name keeps coming up, and it is dizzying to me to listen to network analysts talk about this. I can't believe that they don't know who they're talking about. I can't believe they don't know that they're talking about Chris Ballard. Can you imagine a world in which Chris Ballard ponies up a third-round draft pick for a guy who is a one-year rental, period? He is not going to be back for a second year, because either to activate him for a second year, you have to indulge in that fifth-year option, which is going to be about $25.33 million, or he goes to the free market. And so he is a one-year guy. And Chris Ballard's not going to give up a third-round pick for a one-year guy. That's never going to happen, not in the history of the NFL. If Chris Ballard were the general manager of the Colts for the next 55 years, that kind of deal would not happen once, not even by mistake, not even when he's in his 80s and he's not quite sure what he's doing anymore, would he do something like this. Justin Fields coming to the Colts, come on. Like, would it be nice to have him here for a year in case Anthony Richardson goes down? Yeah, but is that worth a third-round draft pick? Is that worth a guy that you project to be a starter? Think of the third-round draft picks the Colts have taken. Julian Blackman, who's been a starter. Nick Cross. How about Bernard Ryman? How about Jelani Woods? Jelani Woods wasn't healthy this past year, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to be and that he's not going to play really good football. But Bernie Ryman is a starting left tackle in the upper echelon of the left tackles. And by that, I mean the upper half. That's a hell of a third-round pick. You want to give that up? Would you trade Bernard Ryman for 1 year of Justin Fields? You would not. So don't take the unknown of a third-round pick as some kind of carte blanche to do whatever the hell you want, because we don't know who that is. We're going to know who that is in 3 years. And we'll look at it and we'll say, what in the hell are we doing? Just like we do with drafting Ben Banigou instead of A.J. Brown, or drafting Paris Campbell instead of Terry McLaurin. We do that all the time. We look at what's been. We look at Rock Ya-Sin instead of Deebo Samuel, right? That never stops. The second guessing of Chris Ballard never stops. Chris Ballard is not bad at his job. Not great at his job, the results would suggest. 50-48-1 since 2018. That's not great. But still, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to have a little bit of fun at Chris Ballard's expense, because what are you going to do? Like, he's standing pat. And then the draft will give us plenty of reason for hope. It's all going to be okay. By the time we get to camp, we're going to be fully on board with the Colts being a good team in the AFC South and a contender for the AFC South crown. That's the way it's going to work. But in March, in Indianapolis, this is a time for a hissy fit, and we're going to throw one. Pacers, tonight, they play the Bulls. Last night's win against the Thunder in OKC, the top team in the West, by the way, means nothing if you don't follow it up with a win tonight. You could have lost last night and beaten the woeful Bulls, and you would have been in the same spot in the standings. Then, you know what? They got Brooklyn, and then they got the Cavs over the next week or so. Here at home, time to get well, get rested, and win three games. Need these three wins. If you're going to get to the three seed, they can get to the three seed. They can jump over the Knicks at four and the Cavs at three. They can do it, but you need to win these three games. We're going to talk about Butler just a little bit. Butler getting ready to play in the Big East Tournament, 4 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. And then a long weekend. We're wearing our crimson today. Our long weekend of basketball fun as we watch Indiana University check off wins as they move forward and forward and forward.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
In the Big Ten tournament, yeah, they're going to beat Penn State. Yeah, they're going to beat Nebraska. And yeah, they're going to beat Illinois. And then they're going to play against Purdue in the finals. All right. Why is Ellinger on the roster, Mark Sherman's saying? He's not on the roster to play. You're not going to win games with Sam Ellinger on the roster. You need a third quarterback. You need a third guy in the room. He's a good guy in the room. He's a smart guy. He helps. He helps explain things. Good guy. That, who do you want as a third-string quarterback? Who would you like? I don't know. We spent a whole lot of time in the offseason talking about backup quarterbacks, and rightly so, you know, here, right? So let's talk, and then we'll talk a little bit about Louisville, because Kenny Payne's outski. Kenny Payne done. Because University of Louisville basketball is like what the Indianapolis Colts are in Indianapolis. Louisville basketball is the city of Louisville. They're an economic driver for the city of Louisville. The Yum Center wasn't built to, you know, host occasional Doobie Brothers concerts. They are built, that facility is built to host University of Louisville basketball and really get that downtown hopping a little bit about 20 times a year. Nobody coming to watch Kenny Payne coach the University of Louisville, so they're going to go get a new guy. Chris Beard, by the way, signed an extension today to remain the head coach at Ole Miss. So there's that to consider. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, brought to you by the great people. My goodness, at MyBookie, are you kidding me? You use promo code Kent and you will unlock a sign-up bonus with your first deposit of up to $1,000. All kinds of fun, bracket fun, prizes up to $25,000. And you look at this game, you look at Xavier as a point-and-a-half favorite over Butler. Butler just beat them by 6 at Henkel. You think Butler can follow that up with a win? Invest in your intellect. Let's go. Want to make sure you subscribe to this video. Want to make sure you like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video. Don't get it twisted. Hit the bell icon so you get an alert every time we go live, which is really about 6:40 in the morning. So if you need to get up, if you don't want to set your alarm and you need to get up at 6:40 in the morning, boom, here you are. Easy. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. It's just that simple. All right, here are some books. Business-related books that will never sell. And these could be the Chris Ballard, general manager of the Colts, themed. Treading Water would be one of those titles. Mastering Mediocrity. That's never going to sell. Treadmilling to Success. Yeah, no. Hamster Wheel in the NFL. No, not that. Spinning in Circles. And Middle of the Pack. Those are never going to sell. Chris, if you write an autobiography, do not include any of those. We kid Chris Ballard because we care. Having a little bit of fun as the Colts have stood pat, although the Cowboys have really stood pat. Like, they are really pat. They are really on the hamster wheel. They are treading water. They are on the treadmill. The Colts look like they're going gangbusters compared to what the Cowboys are doing. Holy cow. Jerry Jones, I think, is tired of overpaying for losing. I think that's what's happening in Dallas. But he's about 25 years too late. The Colts, they made a couple of moves today. Gennard Avery, defensive end, staying in Indy, signed a one-year extension. Ronnie Harrison, who I really like. Great dude, and I think a quality football player who's on the street, and the Colts signed him late. And spent some weeks on the practice squad, then was activated and really played well down the stretch for the Colts. The free agent yet to really be acted upon by anybody, including the Colts, is Julian Blackman. We'll see if he gets a deal someplace. The lift from a full season of Anthony Richardson and a full season of Jonathan Taylor, is that going to be enough to inspire hope and get this team over the hump? It could. You know what? Sometimes the best deals are the ones you don't make. That's a hell of a lot of deals going on with the Colts that have not been made. The O-line's back. The D-line is back. In fact, augmented. The linebackers are back. Jonathan Taylor's back. You do have holes. You have safety as a hole. You have cornerback. You have weapon. And I'm throwing, that's kind of a catch-all for wide receiver and tight end. That's going to be filled in the draft. And yet, backup running back, who I think they're going to sign a free agent running back, or they could draft somebody in the fourth or fifth round. They got Marlon Mack in the fifth. That's a good backup running back who you've got under contract for a few years at a really manageable rate. That's a good deal. And you need a backup quarterback. It is not going to be Justin Fields, because Justin Fields is a one-year rental who is going to be crazy expensive next year, or have to walk away as a free agent. And so Chris Ballard is not going to knuckle under to the price required by the Chicago Bears. That's not going to happen. There is no world in which that deal even makes a modicum of sense. We've explained it. We went over it. No Justin Fields. I think Ryan Tannehill is much more likely. Yes, he's old, but he understands football. He can still throw it a little bit. He is not as mobile as he used to be, but he is a guy. Number one, he comes from the Titans, and you want some intel about the Titans. Number two, he is a guy who can come in, run the playbook as it's designed, understand it completely, and that's what Shane Steichen wants in a backup quarterback. So there you go. That's what's happening, and that's kind of what's going to happen. What have I been wrong? Have I been wrong about any of this as you look at this offseason? I told you exactly what was going to happen. Exactly what was going to happen. IU basketball, they're going to play a long weekend of basketball, assuming that tomorrow night they get off to a good start. They're going to play the winner of the Penn State-Michigan game tomorrow night, right around 9 o'clock. If Indiana wins that game, I think that they beat Nebraska on Friday. Then they got a game against second-seeded Illinois, which I think they win. And that, I think things are coming together very nicely for the Hoosiers. This is not the Indiana team that kind of slogged around in December and January. This is a team that's playing its best basketball at the right time. And Mackenzie Mbako, Khalil Ware, both playing really, really well right now. You got to get more positive than negative out of Xavier Johnson. You've got to have Trey Galloway healthy. You've got to get good play out of Anthony Leal. And Malik Renew has to remember how not to commit fouls while defending or rebounding on the offensive end. And I think you run the table up until Sunday. And then, you know what? You got a shooter's chance against the Boilermakers in the finals. There's no way that Purdue, on the other side of that bracket, doesn't get to the finals. Pacers, Bulls tonight. Oh, wait. Yeah, we can talk about that a little bit. I thought the Pacers were fun to watch last night. I thought it was good. Miles Turner, I don't understand. Like, I don't even know who the coach of the Thunder is. But somebody's got to teach somebody how to defend something if you're the Thunder. My God, how many 12-foot jump shots is Miles Turner going to hit before somebody gets a hand in his face? It's craziness. I don't understand. So, yeah, Brian Whitney says a third-round pick, ridiculous sixth. That's not what the Bears are going to take for Fields. They'll keep Fields rather than give him up for a sixth-round pick. Butler, Xavier today, 4 o'clock, going to start in just a few minutes. Bulldogs beat Xavier 72-66. It was senior night at Hinkle Fieldhouse. KenPom says Bulldogs lose by a point. The thing is, can Brooks get hot and stay hot? If he hits threes, I think Butler's got a great chance to win this game. We'll see. Louisville, they fired Kenny Payne 12-52 after two seasons. He came out yesterday and said, you know what? This is a 3 to 4 year process to get this thing right. He's going to get $8 million as a buyout. $8 million. That is $667,000 per win in a buyout. That is crazy. Signed a six-year deal. He's worked through two of them. Who in the hell is Louisville going to hire next? Louisville is, like, you think Indiana fans are cranky? Mike Woodson thinks Indiana fans are cranky? Anthony Leal thinks that Indiana fans have got to chill? Look at your neighbors about an hour and a half south. Louisville people are straight bonkers. They're crazy because Louisville, the University of Louisville, is their professional sports franchise, basketball and football. But that's what they do in that town. They don't have an NFL team. They don't have an NBA team. No NHL team, no Major League Baseball team. They care about their Cardinals. Go Cards, right? And they hold them to a high standard because of the standard that was set by the great Denny Crum. 1980, 1986, national champs. From like 78 to 86, Louisville was as good as any basketball program in the country. In fact, you had, during that period, you had Kentucky, Indiana, and Louisville as the epicenter, all in different conferences. Louisville in the Metro, right? Metro 7, the Metro 8, whatever. Kentucky in the SEC, Indiana in the Big Ten, of course. You had all those teams so close together in proximity, all playing in different conferences and all kicking ass and taking names. Kentucky with a national championship in 78, Rick Roby and Jack Givens and Mike Phillips and Kyle Macy, Jay Scheidler, all those guys. Indiana with national championships in 81 and 87. An awesome time to be a basketball fan in this neck of the nape. Hell, during that period of time, even Purdue went to a Final Four. Are you kidding me? Got to get the Purdue shot in. And I apologize in advance to Chris Ballard for making fun of him with autobiography titles. But what are you going to do? You got to do something. Look, if you're not going to make a move, I get it. Now, I'm always happy you don't make a move, like in the middle of August. I think that was pretty smart. This looks like a pretty good team. But in March, come on, do something. You know, Davis, all right, depth piece on the D-line. Come on. It is an upgrade. Tevin Bryant, Eric Johnson. Ugh. To go get, you know, 2 years, $14 million bucks, a little bit stiff to me. But he's a good football player, and hopefully, you know, if something untoward happens to either of the defensive tackles on this team, DeForest Buckner or Grover Stewart this year, I hope Grover doesn't get another suspension for PEDs. That would suck. But hopefully this is plug and play and a good move for the Colts. They won't see that swale as they did this past year. Gave out about a yard more per carry while Grover was on the suspended list. That is not going to help you win games. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I'm going to go watch some basketball. Notre Dame playing right now. Then Butler and Xavier, let's go. Go Irish. Go Bulldogs. Let's